With the aid of his guitar, Perry had sung himself into a happier humor. He knew the lyrics of some 200 hymns and ballads, a repertoire ranging from the old Rugged Cross to Cole Porter. And in addition to the guitar, he could play the harmonica, the accordion, the banjo, and the xylophone. In one of his favorite theatrical fantasies, his stage name was Perry O'Parsons, a star who billed himself as the one-man symphony. Dick said, "How about a cocktail?" Personally, Perry didn't care what he drank, for he was not much of a drinker. Dick, however, was choosy, and in bars, his usual choice was an orange blossom. From the car's glove compartment, Perry fetched a pint bottle containing a ready-mixed compound of orange flavoring and vodka. They passed the bottle to and fro. Though dusk had established itself, Dick, doing a steady 60 miles an hour, was still driving without headlights. But then the road was straight. The country was as level as a lake, and other cars were seldom sighted. This was out there, or getting near it. "Christ," said Perry, glaring at the landscape, flat and limitless under the sky's cold, lingering green. Empty and lonesome except for the far-between flickerings of farmhouse lights. He hated it, as he hated the Texas plains, the Nevada desert. Spaces horizontal and sparsely inhabited had always induced in him a depression accompanied by agoraphobic sensations. Seaports were his heart's delight. Crowded, clanging, ship-clogged, sewage-scented cities like Yokohama, where as an American Army private he'd spent a summer during the Korean War. "Christ, and they told me to keep away from Kansas. Never set my pretty foot here again. As though they were barring me from heaven. And just look at it. Just feast your eyes." Dick handed him the bottle, the contents reduced by half. "Save the rest," Dick said. "We may need it." "Remember, Dick? All that talk about getting a boat? I was thinking. We could buy a boat in Mexico. Something cheap but sturdy. And we could go to Japan. Sail right across the Pacific. It's been done. Thousands of people have done it. I'm not conning you, Dick. You'd go for Japan. Wonderful, gentle people, with manners like flowers. Really considerate. Not just out for your dough. And the women. You've never met a real woman." "Yes, I have," said Dick, who claimed still to be in love with his honey blonde first wife, though she had remarried. "There are these baths. One place called the Dream Pool. You stretch out, and beautiful, knockout-type girls come and scrub you head to toe." "You told me." Dick's tone was curt. "So? Can't I repeat myself?" "Later. Let's talk about it later. Hell, man, I've got plenty on my mind." Dick switched on the radio. Perry switched it off. Ignoring Dick's protest, he strummed his guitar. "I came to the garden alone while the dew was still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses." A full moon was forming at the edge of the sky.